All right. My name is Craig Fry, and today I'll be talking to you about high tunnel and grafting effects on organic tomato production in subtropical Florida. So organic tomato production has many limitations in Florida. We have sandy soil. So that means that meeting nutrient demands at specific growth and development stages is difficult. We have high rain and humidity, which means disease pressure is significant. Insect pressure is significant because we don't have cold to limit their reproduction. Stink bugs is a main one that we've had in the last two seasons. We also have suboptimal temperature fluctuation. So what I mean by this is that the red and the green lines are the kind of the maximum and minimum for optimal tomato growth. And so this is from our last season. So you can see within 24 hours, we can easily go from significantly below that threshold to above it. So this puts undue stress on our transplants. They don't have time to acclimatize to some of these more extremes. Oh, goodness. Those are some of the issues. So high tunnels in Florida. Growth in Florida production has increased significantly recently. This was the last survey showing that in 2001 there was nearly 0 acres of high tunnel production. In 2013 there was 186 acres of high tunnel production, and that's just increased since then. Just in the last 2 years we've had over 200 acres in one operation in North Florida gone in. So is there a way to make it so it doesn't automatically go? Because of that, high tunnels has become the primary protective structure in Florida agriculture. Some of the benefits include season extension, disease reduction, pest exclusion, and crop quality and yield improvement. So most of these are due to modifying the microclimate in the high tunnels. Also for the pest exclusion is you have the structure already, so it makes it easier to have insect netting to make that barrier. So tomato importance. Tomatoes are the second highest fresh market vegetable in Florida. That's the most important high tunnel crop both in the United States and around the world. There's considerable health benefits, which has led to increased consumption in recent years. And there's also an increase in direct market sales of organic production. And this is where this research is focused on. And so because of that, for instance, our picking of our fruit has been focused on the pink to red stage. So objectives for this research have included quantifying the microclimate conditions in the high tunnel versus open field, as well as determining effects of these treatments on post-harvest tomato quality. But for this presentation, we're going to focus on the field effects of the high tunnel production system, and as well as the field effects of grafting. So our experimental design is a split plot design. We have our whole plot factor of the production system. We have a subplot factor of cultivar, so that two cultivars are Tribute and Garden Gem. Tribute is a commercial open field cultivar. It's a slicing tomato bred to be picked green and sent across the country. Garden Gem is a new cultivar that's been developed at the University of Florida, and that was bred for quality, for flavor quality. So then our subplot factor is grafting. We have non-grafted and grafted plants, and the grafting plants are grafted onto multi-fore. Production practices are typical organic production practices in Florida. One thing that we had also focused on was some trap crops and refuge crops, really trying to keep the stink bugs away from our tomatoes. So production season comparisons, you can see that the seeded, grafted, and transplanting dates were basically the same between the two seasons. The first harvest date in the second season was about 3 weeks later. And the main reason for this is because we had a freeze within the first week of transplanting. And so that set us back, as well as a couple other production issues. So within the first 2 weeks, we had transplanted more than half of our crop. The other significant difference is the first season, we had a final harvest that was about 3 weeks before the high tunnel ended, versus the second season where they were within a week's time. So looking at why that was the case, this is an accumulated rainfall. And so you can see the red line of 2017, we had more rain the second season. But besides the early season rain here, where the rainy season really began, there's about a 3 weeks difference where the first season we had rains consistently earlier on. And so what that resulted in was, here is right after the rain started, May 8th, the open field and high tunnels, and then this is 18 days later. You can see some deterioration in the open field, losing the canopy, and then 18 days later, the crop is gone. And so this affected a lot of our results from the first season. Our second season, the open field looked about how this high tunnel picture looks at the end of the first season. So it was a dramatic improvement in disease. So here's a graph of the percent disease coverage of this first season. And you can see the season extension and the growth of those. And that's vastly different from the second season, where the high tunnel, the top two lines are the open field, which had more disease coverage, but much later in the season. And what really impacts the tomatoes is not just this percent disease coverage, but that time. So the area under the disease curve. And from that we can see the impact of this disease throughout the course of this crop's life. And so you can see a huge difference between the first season and the second season. There's also a main effect of the high tunnel having less disease than the open field, as well as a two-way effect with the first season. We had the non-grafted having more disease in the open field than the grafted, and the opposite in the second season. So how this affected our plant growth, here's the curve of the first season of plant height. You can see that season extension. We also had a significant increase in plant height in the high tunnels, as well as a significant increase in plant height in grafted plants. For the second season, there's this delay at the beginning because we were waiting for it basically to get between 30 and 40 centimeters to be the same as the first season. So again, it's about this two-week delay. We have kind of an interesting growth curve, and this was because of some irrigation issues as we started a new system. But the beginning of the season, the high tunnel was significantly higher, had a significantly higher plant height, whereas at the end of the season, the grafted plants what had a significantly higher plant height. How this affected plant root knot nematodes. The first season we have this interaction between the high tunnels and the grafting. And so here the red is the root galling ratings that we did. And at the maximum there, about 4 rating, is when about 25% of the roots are affected. And so our pressure isn't super high where we are in North Florida. And you can see how it correlates with the blue line, which is the nematode count, which makes sense. But this seems to suggest that, first off, I guess there's grafting has been shown in many places around the country and around the world that grafting can reduce the nematode pressure, nematode population. And so this seems to suggest then that maybe the high tunnels are actually increasing that compared to the open field. And then when we saw the second season, we were waiting to see if this held true, and we did not see that. Instead, we saw just the main effect of the non-grafted plants having a higher nematode pressure than the grafted plants. And so we finally realized that the reason this was the case was because of that disease pressure in the field. So the open field, again, had the plants were decimated at the end of the season. And so as we went to take our soil samples and do our root ratings, there was already decay in the stems and the roots, and that's why the high tunnel seemed to show increase in nematode pressure when really that's most likely not the case. So how does this affect yield? We see that for the protection system effects, that for total yield, in the first season, the high tunnel system increased total yield. We didn't see that in the second season. The reason, again, is we had about a 3-week season extension in the high tunnel the first season. We did not have a season extension really in the second season. Yet for marketable yield, we see an increase in marketable yield in the high tunnel for both seasons. So basically, it's protecting the fruit, having this rain barrier. Looking at our grafting effects, we saw both the first and second season, we saw an increase in total yield from grafting. And this was due to the plant vigor. The marketable yield, we saw an increase the first season, but we did not see an increase the second season. So then when we look at kind of putting those together and looking at the percent marketable yield, we have this two-way interaction. We have the main effect still with the high tunnel having a higher percent marketable yield than the open field in both seasons. And then we have this interaction that actually mirrors directly the area under the disease curve that we saw before. So in the first season, we saw that the non-grafted had more disease pressure, and the result is a lower yield. In the second season, we saw that the grafted in the open field had more disease pressure, so we have a lower grafted open field yield. So where does this take us? So high tunnel tomato production increases total yield when achieving the season extension, and it also increases marketable yield due to the environmental protection, whether you have that season extension or not. And grafted tomato production increases total yield due to this increased vigor of the plants, and it has the potential to increase the marketable yield, and it does that most when coupled with this high tunnel season extension. The longer you can have that increased vigor producing for you, the greater that effect you'll see. So both of these have clear benefits for organic tomato growers in Florida and potentially throughout the subtropics. And our season extension focus, we found, should actually be focused at the beginning of the season. So we had this potential, what we saw between our two seasons, the potential of a season extension at the end of the season. For this research, we were planting on the same planting date, so we didn't explore the effects of achieving season extension at the beginning of the season. So that's the next step, is to do different planting date studies to find when's the optimal time in North Florida to plant tomatoes in high tunnels. So I'd like to thank the USDA for our funding from the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative, the Food Security Program, my advisors, Dr. Breck and Dr. Zhao, for their support, and our partners at Kansas State, who are also working on the same project with us. Thank you for your time. Any questions? Yes. Good question. The question was, what percentage of organic growers are using grafted plants? The answer is very few to none. Not many are doing it. Yeah, the cost of the transplants at this point is too high for most growers. Unless they're choosing to do it themselves, they're not able to source it anywhere else. Yes, sir. So the question is, will we test for additive effects? Do you mean those combination effects?
Yes, but in a way that would bring out whether or not the combination is
actually superior to some of the two individual. Yeah, I think that's the next step with this. It seems to show that there's most likely from our results that there is an additive effect, that grafting doesn't have as much of a benefit in the open field as it does in the high tunnel, because you have this protection that's added to the vigor, and there's some economic analysis going along with that that some others are doing with our project to see that as well. Yes, sir.
Grafted or
So the question is there a point in grafting our non-grafted plants back onto themselves? And we have not done that at all with our research. There is, from what I know, there isn't a whole lot of benefit that is found. Usually, grafting is onto specific rootstocks for the purpose of specific soil benefits that it provides. So whether it's pathogens or the nematode resistance.